Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Restaurant owners and operators, what was the last great business book that you read? I'm going to share with you five of my favorite, absolute must-read business books for all restaurant owners, operators, and managers coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. About 20 years ago, I got hired into a multi-level marketing company. I was young, looking for an opportunity, trying to do anything I needed to do to get out of the restaurant business, and it changed my life forever. Not because of how much money I made. Didn't make that much money. It changed my life forever because the woman who brought me in handed me a cassette tape and said, listen to this on your way home tonight. And I was like, oh, what is it? Some like business book, some personal development, some self-help book. And yeah, that's what it was. And it was amazing. And I got hooked. And I listened to it. And the next day I said, give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. And in a month, I went through like her whole library. So then I started buying books on tape and I started listening to those. And then I started buying seminars on tapes and CDs and I started listening to those. Then I started attending seminars. And I went on this 10-year journey of growth that completely set the trajectory for my life now. Totally changed my life. I can't even get into it of how much it changed my life. But what I can tell you is that if you are not reading, if you are not listening, if you are not attending seminars, if you are not working with a coach, if you are not filling your brain with good stuff, your brain is going to get filled with whatever is coming at it. And if bad juju, if bad information, if bad opinions are coming at your brain, it's going to get filled with that. If good stuff is coming, it's going to get filled with that. You may not agree with everything you read, but if 80% of it is good, fill your brain with that. So there's no room for the news clips and the sound bites and the social media reviews and all that negativity. Fill your brain with positive stuff that is helping you grow. I cannot stress the value of that and how much it has changed my life. So whether you're a new business reader or you've read all the great ones, I'm going to share with you my five favorite. And maybe you'll pick one up here that you haven't read yet. The first is The E-Myth. The E-Myth is an absolutely incredible book by Michael Gerber. And we're going to have links to all of these. It should come up on the screen right now. The links will be in the description or you can click on it somewhere. But The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. I think it's The E-Myth Revisited. Absolutely amazing book that changed the way my brain thought about building a business. Systems, processes, procedures. The E-Myth really talks about the three types of people out there. There are technicians, there are managers, and there are entrepreneurs. To run a business, you need all three. The problem is most small business owners are stuck in the technician role, right? If you're a cook or a chef and you open up your own restaurant, you end up being a cook in your restaurant and you still have all this other stuff to do, but the business is running you. You're not running the business. We have to get you from technician to manager and from manager to leader or to entrepreneur. And the way we're going to do that is through systems and processes and procedures. And the book does an incredible job explaining all that. Check out The E-Myth. The second book I recommend is not really a restaurant book, but it's called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And I believe the author is Marshall Goldsmith. We're going to have it up there on the screen for you. What Got You Here Won't Get You There is exactly what the title is. He is an executive level business coach that's worked with executives and companies all over the world for 20 or 30 or 40 years. And he discusses in the book a bunch of different personality traits that prevent people from getting to the next level. And then how to discover that you might be suffering from that and how to treat it, how to improve it, how to get better. And really what he does is he coaches executives that are stuck in their career prematurely. Executives where maybe the CEO of a company calls him and says, we have a vice president of a department that is stuck. They should be moving up. They have all the talent in the world, but this is what they're doing. It's holding them back. Can you come in and coach them? Absolutely incredible book. What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Setting the Table by Danny Meyer. Incredible restaurateur out of New York. I'm not going to tell you the story. You probably know Danny Meyer, but Danny Meyer started at a very young age with one fine dining restaurant, opened up a couple more, and then most recently in the last maybe 10 years is famous for Shake Shack. Shake Shack has been operating in New York for maybe 20 years, 15 years, but they've gone public and they've really expanded massively in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. But his story about hospitality, his story about treating your team members and your vendors as well as you would your guests, how to craft hospitality, how to deliver hospitality, how to hold your team to higher standards is just absolutely unbelievable. So Setting the Table by Danny Meyer, absolute must read. I'd be remiss if I didn't put my book on the list. And I apologize for that. If you think it's arrogant, so be it. But I believe that this book, Make It Happen, is a book that all restaurateurs, operators, managers, chefs need to read. I wrote this book specifically for you. I wrote this book not just for someone who's read a lot of business books, but what I really wrote this book for was maybe you've never read a business book before. Maybe you've never picked up a personal development, self-help guru book. Grab this one. It's easy to read. It's right to the point. It's got big fonts and they're spaced out and it's only like 112 pages. It's free on our website, therestaurantboss.com. You just have to pay a couple dollars in shipping. You can get it on Amazon. We also have an audio version available. But this book is a great first book if you've never read. Some of these other books are 300 pages, 400 pages. They're great books, but they're intense. They're business books. So start with Make It Happen and grab a copy totally for free. Maybe this book will change your life the way that first audio cassette changed mine. That's what I was trying to do when I wrote this book. I wanted to write this book to be the first book that you read and go, wow, I need more. I need more. Give me more. Enough of my book. So now the last thing I want to talk about, my fifth book that I tell all restaurateurs, chefs, managers that they need to read is something called The Four Disciplines of Execution, or what I like to call 4DX. I'm not going to put the author's name, Sean Covey and Scott McChesney, something like that. Whatever. Not important. It's up here on the screen. You can click on the link. But The Four Disciplines of Execution is not for the faint of heart. Maybe one of the best business books I've ever read. Maybe one of the best books I use in my coaching. Also, one of the most intense, detailed, in the weeds books. Like it is, this book does not talk about things at 30,000 feet. This book gets right down to sea level and delivers the message with great examples and how-to things that you can do in your business. But it's an intense read and I highly suggest you read it, but you just want to have some time. This is not a, I'm going to sit by the beach on vacation book read. This is a, I'm going to sit in my office with a piece of paper out and take notes read, but it is worth it. So there it is. The E-Myth, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, Setting the Table, Make It Happen, The Four Disciplines of Execution. If you've not read all five of these, order right now, whatever it is that you haven't read yet. These are the top five books all restaurant owners, managers, operators, multi-level owners, CEOs of restaurant companies, you need to be reading these books. And remember one thing, systems crave freedom, freedom creates value, value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people, and I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.